We are reliably informed that tickets for the original production Flight at the King Alfred Leisure Centre sold out for the weekend showings. It seems our advice not to leave it until the last moment to catch this piece and risk missing out is proving prophetic.
So you have until Thursday the 23rd of May to get along and see this story of two child migrants as they journey from Afghanistan towards their dream destination of England. The story is told through the medium of hundreds of models as up to 25 people at a time sit in individual booths. I met artistic director Jamie Harrison to tell me more about the work and the models.
The smallest ones in the show are 11 millimetres high, so they were an absolute nightmare to paint, I'll be honest. And then the largest are maybe, there's a few that are actually 15 centimetres. So we play with scale a lot, we play with perspective, we play with, you know, creative visuals and... yeah, we're really proud. It does, you know, the aesthetic, we're seeing the world through the eyes of these boys, so we wanted to go into that real sort of graphic aesthetic because one of the boys is really into graphic novels and we find that out at the beginning.
This all fits in very well with the theme of the festival being storytelling.
Yes.
You were saying how people come in expecting to just be kind of wowed by the different techniques being used. It ends up being about the storytelling, and
yes,
that's what the festival is about this year, much
storytelling. That's the key thing, and I think, you know, this is a novel and an interesting way to approach storytelling. As far as I'm aware, I don't think anyone has ever created anything like this before. We did a lot of research beforehand. We call it, it sounds very Victorian, we call it a narrative dioramascope because it's...
How many seats are there?
There are 25.
It's 25 big, isn't it? Yeah. Sorry, like banging into you with my excitement as I wander around. All with sort of headphones on the back. It does make me think of the UN translator when I sort of see those seats at the back.
I hope it's not as dry as that. But, you know, it was a big risk. As a theatre company, it was scary. We had this idea, we planned it and designed it and worked with the team and, you know, went through umpteen different designs and scenarios for how it would work. But the truth is, genuinely, because nobody had ever done it before, we didn't know if it was going to work as a storytelling technique until the first time we could run it. And as the artistic directors of the company, Candice and I were quite literally terrified.
I wonder what phrase you were going to use there. Yeah. Suitable for radio.
Yeah, yeah. Right. No swearing.
It seems to be working, though.
Yeah, it's we're really, genuinely really proud of it. And I don't know, it's as well as being an exciting piece, I think it's an important piece of work as well, because we're addressing, you know, issues in modern life that we as a society need to talk about. You know, there are all kinds of political things happening in our world, and this brings the audience very close and very personal with two children who are dealing with a very, very difficult situation. And when they arrive in the UK, we leave the interpretation of what happens open, and there is hope, but there are also questions.
Jamie Harrison there from Vox Motors talking about their piece Flight, which is at the King Alfred Leisure Centre. You can check out details on the timed entry slots for that piece at brightonfestival.org, and note that advance booking is required. And if you want to go along, take a look, get your tickets booked, because it is filling up.
Be quick, be quick.